been a strange week, hasn't it? Calls to work at home, stay at home, cancellation of major events and music and sports. My beloved March Madness is gone. And then there's new terms we're hearing about. Social distancing in our dealings with others. Flattening the curve as it relates to the duration of the virus. Things that we don't normally hear about. But there's a little humor to be had. Just yesterday or the day before, my sister sent me a picture. I guess it was Facebook, but the caption of the picture said, "There's two kinds of people in this world." And the picture was a grocery checkout line. And you got two shoppers. And the shopper in front, she has her grocery cart filled with paper towels and toilet paper. I mean, it had to be like this high. And then behind her was another shopper. And this guy had only one thing in his shopping cart, a case of Corona beer. Two kinds of people in this world. But we're told to change our habits of living, no more crowds, no more handshaking. Wash your hands, not just before meals, but at all times throughout the day. And even life in the parish changes. You know, we just had our fish fry and there was only drive-through service. That was it. And we've canceled parish meetings at least through the end of the month. And then our parish practices at Mass, as Steve Linder announced beforehand. Communion under the hosts alone and on the hand only. No handshaking. What's it coming to? Well, the whole situation, not only here but around the world, almost seems like a science fiction movie. Except, of course, this is real life, and we don't know when it's going to end. And I don't know about you, but I've really noticed some anxiousness seep into my mind and into my nerves. Not so much panic, but more like I'm always walking on eggshells, you know, in this kind of heightened state of vigilance. And I'm sure some of that is going on for many of you as well. But I think it's important that we acknowledge those things and recognize that they are normal and natural responses. After all, this is something new, and it throws us out of our ordinary ways of living and relating to the world. But I think for people of faith, and especially for us as Catholics, there is a difference. Sure, we can be anxious. We can be vigilant and steadfast in doing everything we can do to prevent infection. But we come here, and we still gather here for a reason. We believe that even though there is some minimal risk in coming to church for Mass, even though it's not required, we come here because I think we realize at a deeper level there's a greater risk. We believe that there's a greater risk in losing our connection with God. It's not an anxiety about sickness and death. It's really a deeper anxiety about living apart from God and God's people. That's the more important risk, as important as our medical health is. Lent typically involves changes in the way we live, but now it's also a pandemic that changes things. And maybe there could be changes for the better, who knows? Namely, by recognizing the importance of our faith, our families, and the wider community, and our country. The social distancing will help keep us away from viruses, but spiritual closeness with others, especially the lonely and the vulnerable, those will do wonders for our health. And I would just mention in closing that there are so many people today that are now, because of the situation, find themselves alone. I think of a lot of my parents these days. And my sisters tried to visit them the other day, and they're like a lot of places, they're in the nursing home. Big sign on the door, no visitors unless it's an absolute emergency. And so I think of them a lot and pray for them a lot. And maybe we all know people in that situation. And perhaps we can respond. A phone call, a card, some sort of indication that they are not forgotten, that we are spiritually close with them. And so, who knows? Even pandemics can bring out the good in us. They can bring us closer to God and each other. It really is a matter of placing our trust and our hope in the one who comes to heal and to save.